Welcome back to The Daily Poem, a podcast from Goldberry Studios. I'm Sean Johnson, and today is Thursday, March 7th, 2024. Today's poem is by Colley Cibber, the 18th century British poet laureate and playwright, and it's called The Blind Boy. I'll read it once, offer a few comments, and then read it one more time. The Blind Boy. Oh, say, what is that thing called light, which I can ne'er enjoy? What is the blessing of the sight? Oh, tell your poor blind boy. You talk of wondrous things you see. You say the sun shines bright. I feel him warm, but how can he then make it day or night? My day or night myself I make, whene'er I sleep or play. And could I ever keep awake? With me 'twere always day. With heavy sighs I often hear you mourn my hapless woe. But sure, with patience I may bear a loss I ne'er can know. Then let not what I cannot have my cheer of mind destroy. Whilst thus I sing, I am a king, although a poor blind boy. Though there are some things you could quibble about, I find this poem ultimately pretty remarkable. I first encountered it as a younger man in the Oxford Book of Children's Verse. And I remember it having quite an effect on me. It was really a surprise because the poem begins to sound like a sentimental a verse that's going to try and wring some sympathy out of you. Oh, have you ever thought about how blind people can't see the sunlight? Don't you feel bad about that? But there really is a surprising twist to the poem, maybe two. The first comes about halfway through when the speaker, the blind boy, reveals that because he cannot see, he cannot see the passing of the daylight or the changing of light as day turns into night. And therefore, he's never in the dark. And of course, our first thought is always to associate blindness with darkness, and there are even poems that do that. But that's often the experience of someone who has lost their sight after having experienced the gift of sight. And this speaker seems to have been born blind, has no knowledge, no experiential knowledge of what it means to see at all. And so for them, the boy suggests, it is not a perpetual night, but a totally different experience of reality. And then the second twist or turn is that this makes him, in some limited way or qualified way, superior to the rest of us, and that he never runs out of daylight. Whenever he's awake and playing, it's day. In fact, he can make the night because for him, it's only night when he's asleep. And if he could keep awake forever, then could I ever keep awake? Well, then it'd be day forever. And that's a gift or an ability that the rest of us entirely lack. And that while he is awake and playing, while he sings, he is a king, although a poor blind boy. And as a kid, I remember a kind of curiosity that you naturally have about the experience of people who can't see. My own children have asked me questions like, how does a blind person know what you're talking about when you say green? It's a fantastic question that I really can't entirely comprehend the answer to, having lived my entire life with sight. And so this poem which prompts you rather effortlessly to imagine and reimagine the way a blind person must go through life is really striking. Now, I also am not sure that Colley Cibber got this testimony firsthand from a real blind boy. And there's a definite possibility that an actual blind person would not be so laissez-faire about their inability to see the sunlight. However, the concept is a strong one, or a valid one nonetheless. Here is the blind boy one more time. I'll add too that this is a fun poem to introduce to children gradually. Give them the first stanza, maybe the first two stanzas, and ask them some questions before you feed them more of the poem and give them the reveal there. Maybe ask them, is this a sad life that's being described in the opening lines, and prime them for that surprise of the turn in a third stanza. At any rate, here is the blind boy one more time. Oh, say, what is that thing called light, which I can ne'er enjoy? What is the blessing of the sight? Oh, tell your poor blind boy. You talk of wondrous things you see. You say the sun shines bright. I feel him warm, but how can he then make it day or night? My day or night myself I make, whene'er I sleep or play. And could I ever keep awake, with me 'twere always day. With heavy sighs I often hear you mourn my hapless woe. But sure, with patience I may bear a loss I ne'er can know. Then let not what I cannot have my cheer of mind destroy. Whilst thus I sing, I am a king, although a poor blind boy. This has been The Daily Poem. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with another poem for you. To listen to past episodes or to support this show, please visit dailypoempod.substack.com. And on behalf of our whole team at Goldberry Studios, I'm Sean Johnson. Until next time, happy reading.